Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua. We are on day 21, continuing in the football journey, part 3. My freshman year in college, I took English 101. English credits were required, and this class was described as one on writing essays, which seemed easy enough for me, so that's why I took it. We had to write 10 essays. The first 5 were assigned to us, and the last 5 we could pick our own topic. I received 5 C grades on my first 5 essays, and 5 A's, A grades, on my last 5 essays, giving me a B average for the semester. What was the difference between the 2 sets? I wrote the last 5 essays on football. When you love something, it's easy to write about it. Now, I was 18 years old and in my first year of college, so please keep that in mind as I read the following essay to you. The title is It Worth It? As I drive up to the field house, I notice how peaceful and still it looks. The wind gently blows blades of dying grass past the goalpost and onto the playing field. This pleasant scene is shattered by the vision of practice in only 1 hour. The talk inside the field house ranges from girls to the World Series, which is being played now in the fall, but usually comes back to girls. After reading the bulletin board, I go to the training room to get my ankle taped. Amid the wounds and aches, the trainers and managers are cheerful. They laugh at our wounds and degrade our ability, but they take very good care of us. After picking up my undershirt and socks, which they give us fresh each day, I go to my locker to get dressed. The atmosphere is friendly and cheerful, with an underlying tenseness about the afternoon's practice. When dressed, we go out into the field and, quote, loosen up, end quote, by ourselves, each player counting the minutes and seconds of rest that he is now getting and wishes that they would just blow the whistle and start practice already. Finally, the whistle blows and we assemble. After a few exercises, we break into positions and the madness begins. Fundamental warm-ups, as the coaches call it, consist of sprints and more sprints with crawling on all fours for variation. This goes on for about 15 minutes to a half an hour. It's called fundamental warm-ups by the coaches, but the players classify it as fundamental fallouts. Next, the pace slows down with a period of instruction. Although the activity slows down, it doesn't stop by any means. We keep ourselves entertained by hitting dummies and frequently hitting each other. As I get back into line, there is a familiar taste in my mouth. I spit, and it's blood. Somewhere, somehow, I bit or cut something in my mouth. But that's pretty normal. Everyone assembles, breathing very hard and soaked in the usual sweat from a humid fall day in the Carolinas when you're wearing a heavy cotton jersey. The offense is set up, and 11 of us freshmen are chosen to be human dummies. Being one of those 11, I put on my suit of armor called an apron. This contraption is a full suit of quilted pads which cover me from chin to shin. It buckles in the back of my legs, my waist, my chest, and my neck. So, virtually, I become a moving, walking, mobile blocking dummy. Play after play, the assigned man comes at me with nothing on his mind but cleaning my plow, as the coaches put it. When he comes, I am just as determined to keep my ground, and over we slowly demolish each other. When the final whistle blows, terror strikes in every player's heart because we know it's time for fourth quarter. This is 15 minutes of relentless punishment which ends every practice. First, we linemen run to the sled, and I do mean run. After hitting the sled until we can no longer lift our legs, we somehow make it to another part of the field where sprints begin. Sometimes we lay on our backs, and when the whistle blows, we jump up and sprint 20 yards. Other times we lay on our stomach and repeat the same process. By now, there's a sharp pain piercing my rib cage, and my mouth is so dry I can't talk. This is when the coaches say, "Hold your head up. Where's your pride? This is what wins football games," and other such so-called motivating comments. After this, we circle up for one last cheer, and it's over. With the last ounce of strength, we make it to the field house and welcome a cold shower because the day is done. Although it seems an endless torture, practice is quickly forgotten when I realize who I am. For a long time, I've dreamed of being an East Carolina Pirate, and now I am. No practice in the world will stop me now. Believe me, it is worth it. Well, that's what I wrote some 50 years ago, and since I've graduated from East Carolina, I can still remember those days like it was yesterday. I'm in my 27th year of coaching high school football in three different states now, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't try to teach some life lessons to some player as they practice or as they play in games. I know football isn't the only arena where life lessons can be learned, but football is extremely physically and mentally demanding. And you either learn your lessons quickly or you walk away because it's just too hard. We never cut any player. They usually cut themselves because they just can't take it, and that's fine. It's not for everyone. It is not often today that young men are tested on their courage and determination to go through something as hard as football can be. But those who do learn a lot about life, and I am privileged to be able to contribute to any young man's future.